Go Fest is on at Ulverston this weekend. It's being held at the Ulverston Walked, and it's being run by the Northwest Conservation Group. And to tell us more about it, Cassie Smith is the event organiser from the Northwest Environment Centre. I got that name wrong. And she joins me now. Good afternoon, Cassie.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. How long have you been running this event for? It's fairly recent.
This is our fourth event at this venue. Previously, it was a similar type of expo was held at the Northwest Environment in Penguin, but we outgrew that site, and we enjoy having the event at the Wharf now.
And it's opening at 10 and running from 4, so there's 6 hours of a fairly intensive program. And you've got a very interesting list of speakers and presenters, including Rhys Campbell, who's written a couple of books about edible Tasmanian food, stuff you find in the bush, Bridget Morrison, who's got a diploma in sustainable living. So there's all sorts of things going on, isn't there?
Yeah, unfortunately, our speaker program didn't meet the COVID guidelines, but a lot of those speakers have actually got stalls there, so you can speak to them personally rather than in a closed environment. But yeah, Rhys Campbell has got a wonderful book on wild foods, and she'll be there with all her delights on the day. It's great to see somebody producing some wonderful chutneys and relishes and things out of local native products.
Yeah, I think she's based at Port Sorell or Shearwater, somewhere out there, but she's, as you say, she's written a book about it. There's going to be demonstrations and talks about waste-free living, and this is one that I thought's interesting, tender funerals, in environmentally friendly funerals. This is becoming a thing now, isn't it, too?
Yeah, that's right. They'll have a stall there and be happy to talk about it. They've also been screening a film in the lead-up to EcoFest. There are interesting people to have a chat to about your options on conducting a funeral that's a little bit more of an alternative way of doing things.
And environmentally friendly, cemeteries take up a lot of land, don't they? So there's got to be better ways of doing it.
They do, yes, that's right.
One of the interesting things I know you'll have there this weekend is a rather large ball of cling wrap, 25 kilograms in fact, and for give people an idea of how heavy that is, a bag of cement weighs 25 kilos. You're asking the question, how much cling wrap do you use in a year? Because it's not recyclable. We throw it away, don't we?
We do. It is recyclable. We can actually take our household cling film down to the red cycle bins in Woolworths, I think, have them. But that ball actually represents a lot of the hidden cling film that's used that we don't necessarily realise that it's used. And so each year, each person on average produces about 130 kilos of packaging waste. So that packaging waste could be your water bottle, it could be your shampoo bottle, your toothpaste tube, or your cling wrap. But the hidden cost, the hidden waste, is that 25 kilos of cling wrap that comes around things like your lounge suite, a lot of your IT products. If you're updating IT stuff all the time, then they get palletized and shrink-wrapped. If stuff's imported, then it probably gets shrink-wrapped 3 or 4 times in its journey to your house. So that 25 kilos is something that we don't consciously use, but the way that we purchase contributes to it.
It's an eye-opener, isn't it? I wasn't aware of all that sort of thing you're talking about, and I also wasn't aware that cling wrap could be recycled. I just put it in the rubbish, but I'm going to change that now that you've told me that.
Yeah, no, just peg yourself a bread bag on the side of the fridge and just keep putting all that clean soft plastics. Anything that's scrunchable is a soft plastic, and if you can scrunch it up in your hand into a ball, then it can go in the bag ready to be recycled at your local supermarket.
We are getting better at it though, aren't we, Cassie? I think most of us are environmentally conscious these days, and we are starting to put some thought into what we do.
That's right, and that's the whole ethos of EcoFest is to put ideas in front of people that they may not have thought about before. So that's what we do with a lot of our stallholders and displays and exhibitors. They've come up with some wonderful ideas, and just gets people thinking a little bit more deeply about how they purchase and the impact that that has on the environment.
And as you say, some of these things are simple changes. They won't be, you know, drastic changes to your lifestyle, just to make that a little bit less of a footprint on the environment.
Absolutely.
Yep, so yep. Plenty of advice there and suggestions for people. You've got a bit of live entertainment, I believe, as well.
That's right. We've got live entertainment right through from 10 till 4. We've got all the local food vendors will be there with all their wonderful delights. And there's also an area for the littlies to sit down and have a bit of quiet time while the parents are enjoying some of the entertainment.
Okay, and people will be encouraged to ask questions, I'd imagine.
That's right. And one thing that is popular that we've brought back again this year is our clothes swap. So the fashion industry contributes a lot to waste, and so to minimise that, we're asking people to bring along half a dozen clean and good items of clothing, and they can just swap them over for another half a dozen and take them home. So you get to revamp your wardrobe without outlaying any money.
What a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
I can see why that's popular.
It is, yeah, very popular.
Indeed. Well, it's on from 10 till 4 on Saturday at the Ulverston Wharf Precinct. I hope it's a great day for you, Cassie. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Martin.